Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks restart their season tonight here in Carolina as they engage the top team in the NHL's Metropolitan Division. The Hurricanes are solid from the goal out, and so for the Hawks to steal a win down here in Carolina, they will truly need to be ready to work. John Weideman along with Kaylee Chelios in the PNC Arena in Raleigh, North Carolina. Each team has had that three-day break. Now it's back to hockey.
Win or lose, it's got to be a 60-minute effort. It has to be some pretty exceptional goaltending from Peter Mrazek against his former team.
Murphy put a shoulder into Svechnikov to angle him off the puck, but the Canes get it back. A long shot by Burns from the right point. They score. Tangling in front of the Hawk net. Martin Natchez was trying to get position on Connor Murphy. Murphy looked like he'd done a pretty effective job of keeping Natchez away from the puck. But when Mrazek made the save with the blocker, the rebound laid near his feet. And Natchez was able to work it over the goal line. It's 1-0 Carolina. Pesci from the half court down to Shea, right corner. Walks out in front and fires. And Mrazek is down with a butterfly save and holds on to the puck. That was an outstanding save by Mrazek on an outstanding offensive play by Brady Shea.
Wow, Shea just drove all the way to the blue paint there, and it was an extended shift in the defensive zone for the Hawks. He had tired legs. Shea gets the extra step ahead of Caleb Jones. What a save by Peter Mrazek. The Hawks nearly tied it up in that one. I thought they had a couple great looks. Athanasiou had a post, and that's all you can ask for is just progression from game to game.
It's also nice to just see the response after that first period, not letting that happen again. Special teams has happened a lot in this game, but it hasn't really been a huge factor. But I thought the Blackhawks penalty kill looked pretty good against, again, a very talented Carolina team.
Top of the right circle, Teravainen moving into the high slot. Pesci, a one-timer. Glove save is made by Mrazek. He will hold on. Whistle stops play. Faceoff stays in the Hawk zone again in the circle to Mrazek's left. And Kaylee, I just love the fact that Peter Mrazek just competes.
He does.
Just never gives up his competition level.
Tonight, I think Peter Mrazek's been a wall back there for him when they've needed him and given him a chance to get back in this game. You just like to see them execute, but it's easier said than done against a team as structured and well-coached as Rod Brind'Amour's Hurricanes are.
Slavin to center ice up the left wing with the puck, whips it down the board behind the net. It goes and ricochets out of the far corner off of Phillips' stick. Martinuk's got the puck at the top of the crease with a backhand shot. He scores. Well, that could happen to anybody at any time. Martinuk held his position and found the loose puck and swept it home. It's now 3-0 Carolina. Kane steals the puck to Taze. Put it down in front of the net. Redirected in on goal, but Ranta down with a butterfly save. He had Max Domi standing at the top of the crease on that redirection. Hustling play by the trio of Kane, Taze, and Max Domi, who was in perfect position to deflect that puck on goal, but Ranta was down with the butterfly save.
How about the defensive effort? We heard Richardson talk about Patrick Kane against Columbus, but stripping Carolina of the puck in the offensive zone, that sets up that entire play, and Jonathan Taze comes out of the penalty box with some fire in his belly and a will to go to the net.
3 seconds, 2-1, and Antti Ranta has pitched his second career shutout against the Blackhawks, stopping all 24 Hawks shots here tonight.
Good effort from start to finish for the Blackhawks. You get behind a team like Carolina, it's always going to be an uphill battle, but I loved the final 3 minutes.